Hi, this is James Hawthorne. When I want a quiet, Jew-free night, I like to sit back and listen to Vanguard Radio.
News and analysis from a white nationalist perspective. Insights and commentary that affect your lives. News for you, uncensored by the Jew. And here is your host, James Hawthorne.
Welcome to the Hawthorne Report, everybody. This is your news portal without the Jewish filter. Always remember, there's no Jew between me and you. Top stories: football fan shot dead after racist mob attack. Spanish fascist rally marked by homophobia. Jean-Marie Le Pen is sure discontented French hear his message. Der Spiegel Online reports living with the plague. Popular Belgian party rejects multicultural society. Australia first candidate announced for Karula election. Norwegian poll up and coming. Colin under attack for quashing warrant for Israel. Far right wing to form political party in New Zealand. Final story, race hate laws split the cabinet. Number one story on the Hawthorne Report: football fans shot dead after racist mob attack, is reporting The Independent from London. Police and eyewitnesses said a mob of up to 300 white men chased a French Tel Aviv supporter after the game, shouting, quote, "Dirty Jew," unquote, after the fat Jew, making Nazi salutes and screaming Le Pen for president. The black transport policeman on duty to protest buses intervened to rescue the Tel Aviv fan. The mob of Paris fans then turned on him, shouting "Dirty black, France for the French," and making monkey noises. After being knocked to the ground and beaten, the policeman drew his gun and fired, killing one man and seriously injuring another. The Interior Minister, Nicolas Sarkozy, we're going to hear his name during the elections next year when Jean-Marie Le Pen and the Front National stand for the parliament and presidential elections, said yesterday that the incident was a tragedy. "This was football, not war," he said. It's unthinkable that a football match should end in this way. 25 is not an age to die. You can't have the fans of one club running after another shouting "Dirty Jew." An opinion poll yesterday found that 17% of French people were ready to vote for Jean-Marie Le Pen, the leader of the nationalist National Front, in the presidential election the next year. That's what happens when you have a society that's not a homogeneous indigenous society of white people, and you have a filthy mud race multicultural cesspool of a society, and you're going to have people, friction happens, and in France friction is happening every day. Next story: Spanish fascist rally marked by homophobia. Hundreds of fascist supporters marked, many making stiff arm salutes and chanting so-called insults against homosexuals and immigrants, gathered Sunday to mark the 31st anniversary of the death of Spanish leader General Francisco Franco. The crowd, mostly retirees, waved red and yellow Spanish flags with the insignia of the Franco regime's Falange Parte at the annual rally in Plaza del Oriente. The square where Franco, who died in 1975 at the age of 82, used to regularly address hundreds of thousands of supporters at rallies during his early 40 years in power. Since his death, so-called Jewish press reports dwindling numbers of nostalgic supporters commemorate his death on the Sunday closest to November 20th. Mark that in your calendar, November 20th. Police gave no official estimate for the attendance Sunday, but witnesses estimated fewer than 1,000 people participated, Jewish sources say. During the meeting, attendants heard speeches criticizing the policies of Socialist Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez, among them the legislation of same-sex marriage and against the influx of immigrants into Spain in recent years. On Saturday, some 4,000 Franco supporters gathered at the Valle de las Caídas mausoleum outside the capital, where the nationalist leader and Falange founder José Antonio Primo de Rivera is buried. Both events are largely ignored by the Spanish mainstream political parties and the Jewish Spanish press, and given scant coverage by the national media. Spain is a simmering cauldron of nationalist resentment. They don't like the European Union, the way the European Union is going. Spain once again is being invaded by the Moors again from the north of Africa. Spanish people are slowly waking up to the politically incorrect version that multicultural Europe is an absolute disaster. Jean-Marie Le Pen is sure discontented. French hear his message. This story I found hidden away in the Herald Tribune of Europe. And it was so hidden away that when I printed out this story, it didn't print on the Wolf's Lair studio printer. So I pardon everybody, but you need to get this. You can Google it in your Google and find this story. It's a great story. One thing about this story which drew my attention was this. Le Pen's daughter, Marine Le Pen. If any French people are listening to the Hawthorne Report right now, my advice is this. When Jean-Marie decides to step down, do not vote for Marine. She wants to have Jews in the party. She has this thing called the Circle of Jewish the Circle of Jewish Gentlemen. And she is trying her utmost to infiltrate the Nationalist Front National with Jews. She is the top runner if Jean-Marie decides to step down and wants to hand over power. Probably her daughter will try and make a play for power. I would urge anyone in France listening to this report on VNN to make sure that Marine Le Pen never ever takes control of the Front National, because if she does, you're going to get a boatload of Jews coming in real quickly. Reporting on Der Spiegel, living with the plague. I'll put this in the Hawthorne Report on the link section. This is a huge report from Der Spiegel. I mean, it's absolutely huge. It's the longest article I have ever seen in my life. But I'll give you just a couple of brief highlights. Germany's parliament is currently debating whether to ban the far-right National Democratic Party, NPD. But such a step may prove to be neither feasible nor advisable. In fact, Germany's Democrats will be better off focusing on their strength and trying to make the NPD irrelevant. In Germany, if new people to the Hawthorne don't really know the issue here with the NPD in Germany, the German government has been trying to ban the NPD like crazy. The first time they tried to ban the party, they found that the vast majority of people on the General Council of the party were government infiltrators who were staring the pot, pushing members to violence. And once this came out in court, the government and the court were so shocked that it was their own people on the General Council of the party who were stimulating the violence against the immigrants. And that first-time ban for the National Democratic Party failed. But they're trying again. Report goes on. There is no disagreement among Democrats that the NPD is an unconstitutional party. Indeed, it is a party that wants to abolish the German constitution, pays homage to a Hitler worshipping ideology, and is motivated by racism and anti-Semitism. Oh no! Nevertheless, the Federal Constitutional Court already rebuffed an attempt to ban the party in 2003, as I said just before. dealing a serious setback to German Democrats. And I use Democrats there in a quote-unquote context. But this report is absolutely huge. It goes on and on and on and on. I can't put this in the half-hour program for the Hawthorne Report, but I would urge you to go. I'll post a link on the Hawthorne Report section for this program. You can go there and read that at your leisure. It is absolutely a huge report, but it's well worth reading. It really is. Shows how undemocratic the so-called the German government really is. And they're not really, as we all know, they're not really all that democratic. Popular Belgian Party rejects multicultural society. This is in Belgium. Anti-immigrant sentiment is spreading across Europe, boosting support for populist right-wing parties. One of the most successful is in Flanders, the Dutch-speaking region of Belgium. Backers of the party known as Vlaams Belang, Flemish Interest, criticise Muslim immigrants for failing to assimilate. In the Vlaams Belang stronghold of Hoboken, sounds like New Jersey, but that's in Belgium, one of the outskirts of Antwerp, the party soared. In local elections last month, it won 41% of the vote, far ahead of all other parties. Paul goes on, quote, the immigrants don't integrate, he says. They separate themselves from us. They want to stay among themselves, I say. If they don't adapt to our customs, the only option is to send them back to their homelands. And so say all of us in Europe. In the nearby marketplace, an elderly woman, Therese Munns, says problems with immigrants and law and order are closely linked. We are scared, she says. We are afraid to go out at night. You have to watch your purse and your money. When you walk down the street, you don't step aside. They don't have respect for older people. It's not like it used to be. It used to be in Belgium. It used to be an all-white country. Just like all European countries, all our white lands used to be called white lands, run, worked, controlled by white people. But now, the invasion in Europe, it's every colour under the sun, Muslims, Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, Africans, you name it, they're coming here, just like they're coming to all our white lands, as we all know, as white Aryans, we all know what's going on here. Philip de Winter is the leader of the Vlaams Belang party, not really au fait with his party putting forward pro-Jewish stuff in the last election, but, you know, we shall digress from that, and we'll come to that another day. Australia first candidate announced for Karoola election. John Moffat, a member of Australia First, will be standing as an independent candidate for the seat of Karoola in the North Southwest elections due to be held in March 2007. John Moffat believes in true democracy. Unlike the Liberal Labour Party, he has been a tireless campaigner against enforced multiculturalism and unwanted third world immigration, both of which have been shown to be opposed by the majority of white Australians, but have nevertheless been forced upon Australia by undemocratic Liberal Labour governments. From a working class background and exposed to Labour Party politics from a young age, John, like so many others, bitterly resents the selling out of Australian workers by the modern day Labour Party. Nevertheless, he still believes in many of the things that the old True Blue Labour Party stood for: white Australia and protection for Australian industry, eternally valid principles that shone as a light on the hill. Principles supported by Labour leaders like Arthur Calwell, Jack Lang and John Curtin. Australia needs more men like John Moffat in the parliaments of our nation. Our country cries out for men and women who hold to a protectionist philosophy, to protect our people from ethnic displacement, to protect our way of life from political correctness and multicultural madness, and to protect our industries and jobs from cheap imported goods and cheap imported labour. Join us, join the future. That's the very first press release by the brand new Australia First Party. John Moffat being the very first candidate for the party, standing in the constituency of Karoola. The Aussies are going to kill me for that pronouncement. Totally wrong, probably, but that's the place where the riots took place, where white Australians came together to kick the Muslims' ass. Good luck to John, and we'll be reporting on the Australia First Party in future Hawthorne reports. Incident, we have a report from Norway. It's a poll showing this. The Nationalist Progress Party at 32.9%. The Labour Party at 29.6%. Conservative Party at 13.5%. Socialist Left at 6.2%. The Christian People at 5.6%. Agrarians at 5.1%. Liberal Left 4.5. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow white nationalists, we have a nationalist party who's running the roost in Norway. And we have wished them luck and future progress in Europe as more and more nationalist parties take control of our nations, our history, and our heritage. Colin under attack for quashing warrant for Israel. Reports Ireland. The Green Party MP Keith Locke says the Attorney General put politics ahead of justice when he quashed an arrest warrant for a former Israeli general. An Auckland District Court judge issued a warrant to arrest Moshe Yaalon, who is accused of war crimes in the Gaza Strip. He is alleged to be involved in the 2002 bombing which killed a number of civilians. But the Attorney General, Michael Cullen, stepped in and prevented the action, saying there was not enough evidence to report. This is from Via Ireland News Report concerning New Zealand. Mr. Locke says the way Dr. Cullen handled the situation was inappropriate. He says that sets a bad precedent for New Zealand, upholding the rules of International Criminal Court. But Victoria University's Director of Policy Studies, Dr. Andrew Ladley, says there was not enough evidence to erect Moshe Yaalon. He said it appears Dr. Cullen was acting within the law. The New Zealand Jewish Council says the Attorney General made the right decision. Jewish Council President Stephen Goodman says Dr. Cullen's decision was reasonable and just. He says he was disappointed the New Zealand judiciary was swayed by the argument against the general. Political interference. A civil libertarian says the decision smacks of political interference. Auckland Council for Civil Liberties President Barry Wilson says the decision to issue an arrest warrant was made by an experienced judge. He says the Attorney General's reason for interfering are unconvincing, and he says it is impossible to resist the conclusion that there has been interference in the case. Mr. Wilson believes the Israeli general should have been arrested and prosecuted or extradited. Meanwhile, the Immigration Department says it would need substantiated information before any decision was made to deny General Yaalon's entry to New Zealand in the future. There we go. Jewish power, Jewish pressure pushing forward in our great island of New Zealand. Jews are everywhere, as we all know in the Hawthorne Report. Far right wing to form political party is reporting the Mail and Guardian online. The far-right wing Boerestyl Party of South Africa announced on Wednesday it intends registering as a political party on December 16. The group, which was formed in mid-1980s, said it wanted to become a fully-fledged political party because it was feeling marginalised as an extra-parliamentary group. Report goes on, very lengthy report this. The organisation also took part in several large protests by the Afrikaner resistance movement in the late 1980s and early 1990s. The Boerestyl Party understands that the numbers of African people, in quote, in the country is overwhelming. Therefore, we will focus on increasing our white people, considered Boers, numbers immediately, it states on the site. Report goes on, the party does not aim to become the government of the day because it will never get the support of all South Africans. The party aims to increase the numbers of the Boer nation, which would eventually lead to independent freedom, an independent nation for the Boer people, the party said on its site. The Boer Party, as we know in Great Britain, has a great history of fighting oppression as they fought the colonial British. We wish them well in this new party, but it's a long haul, as they say in America. Reuters is reporting Swedish statistics show Iraqi immigrant raise. Swedish Statistics Office said 7,000 Iraqis had emigrated to the Nordic state with its traditionally liberal immigration policy in the first three quarters of this year. That was nearly 10% of the total of immigrants to Sweden in the period, more than four times the number of Iraqis that emigrated in the first 9 months of 2005. Overall immigration fueled the largest jump in Sweden's population since 1994. In the first 9 months of the year, Sweden's population grew by 55,800 to 9.1 million. It is unbelievable. Where, if you're asking where the Iraqis are going with this Jew war, with this war that Worms of Fife, Pearl, Libby, and all the rest of these Jewish neoconservatives, where are these Iraqi people going? They're not going to Syria. They're not going to Iran. They're not going to Morocco. They're going to frickin' Sweden. A white Aryan land. Even Reuters said this, a Nordic state, they're emigrating to this Nordic state. Reuters said it's a Nordic state. I mean, come on, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. If you don't, if you don't believe that these Jews are pushing miscegenation on our people, I want to kill our people. Here we go. They're being taken, Iraqis, and they're going to the great white state of Sweden. Crikey! If that doesn't wake you up, if you're new to the Hawthorne Report, I hope it does. Because if it doesn't, we're all doomed. Other story coming in from Italy. Italian ex-minister to face trial. Former Italian minister Francisco Storace was charged yesterday for allegedly dirty tricks prior to the 2005 regional government elections. Storace was at that time seeking a re-election at the government of Lazio, the region surrounding Rome. Rome prosecutors believe Storace, a member of the rightists' National Alliance, attempted to sabotage the election campaign of his rival Alessandro Mussolini by having her declared guilty of electoral registration malpractice. Along with Storace, nine others were also charged, including his former spokesman Niccolo Accami, two former aides and two detectives. A preliminary hearing judge must now decide on 10 indictments requests, according to local media reports. The main charge against Storace and other suspects is that they conspired to gain unauthorized access to the Rome City Council's database. Storace is accused of ordering and instigating the computer break-in. There you go. Once again, politician that's moving forward Italy and the Italian people. The great nationalist Alessandro Mussolini comes under dirty tricks by an organization that was once called a nationalist organization, the National Alliance, which is now just a poo-par of a conservative party for the most part in Italy. We give great support to Alessandra Mussolini. She's a great patriot. Final report on the Hawthorne Report. Race hate laws split the cabinet. The government is facing a major split over race hate laws, with cabinet colleagues divided over whether the legislation should be toughened, is reporting The Guardian. Two cabinet heavyweights, the Chancellor Gordon Brown, traitor, and the Home Secretary John Reid, traitor, differ over how to respond to the acquittal of the British National Party leader Nick Griffin and fellow party activist Mark Collett. Brown responded to the British National Party verdict by saying Griffin's description of Islam as wicked, vicious faith would offend mainstream opinion in this country. He said, quote, "If there is something that needs to be done to look at the law, then I think we will have to do that." Lord Lester, a leading human rights lawyer, said he and others would strongly oppose tougher legislation and criticised the Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, yes, you're right, he's a Jew, for bringing a prosecution against the British National Party leader. "What we need is not new laws, but a more sensible Attorney General," he said. Yeah, an Attorney General who's acquiescent to the Jews. Goldsmith is planning a meeting tomorrow with the Crown Prosecution Service lawyers who prosecuted Nick Griffin and other British National Party member Mark Collett. He will examine whether prosecutors have sufficient powers to take the necessary action, a spokeswoman in the Attorney General's office said yesterday. Last year's bill, before it was diluted by the Lords, amendments would have allowed people to be prosecuted for using threatening, insulting or abusive behaviour. Under the final version, only threatening behaviour is convened. The prosecution will also have to show intention to foment rather than just recklessness. It's all verbose wordage. It's a country that's on its knees. It's a government that's betrayed its people once again. Organization and a political, legal political party is moving forward. Its leader and one of its strongest activists were acquitted twice, not once, twice, by a jury of their peers. They were acquitted. Yet, the next Prime Minister of Great Britain, Gordon Brown, who's taken over from Tony the Poodle Blair, he wants to increase the laws, tighten the laws, to make sure the next time they take on Nick Griffin and whoever else is with him, they're going to stick him down for a good 10 to 15 years and destroy Britain's last hope of racial salvation, the British National Party. That's what it's all about. Brown is after the BNP. The BNP know that, and we need to support them any which way we can. It doesn't matter about semantics, about policy and general, you know, we can get down to the nitty-gritty about the Jews. You know, we can get down to that on another day. Let's win power. John Tyndall, former leader of the British National Party, which I had the utmost respect for, as most British nationalists and white nationalists all over the world have great respect for that great man, and his soul now swimming around in the halls of Valhalla, said, let's not quibble about policy right now, and let's not quibble about certain things. Let's get in power. We need to get in power. We've got to get our people, the nationalist people, in control of all our countries, whether it's in Australia, in New Zealand, in South Africa, if that is at all possible, Europe, whatever our people are, the majority at the moment, United States of America, where we are in control at the moment, we have got to try and get our people into national parliaments. Maybe a tough call in the United States. That country is not really organized as yet on the political level. Lots of groups swimming around. Not a major organization has stepped forward to bring white nationalists and national socialists together. But there is still hope. There is still time. Fear not. Europe, we have strong nationalist, white nationalist party fighting the cause for our people, our race, our nation. Australia too coming through, New Zealand coming through. We are, white people are waking up, everybody. white people are waking up and saying that immigration is wrong, miscegenation is wrong. We want our race, we want our racial future, we want our racial heritage, we want to win, we want to be part of a culture, a civilization that put men on the moon, that are going to the stars. We built the great cathedrals, great inventions. That's what our race is about. And if it's not worth fighting for, I don't know what is. This is James Hawthorne. I'll see you next time.
The Hawthorne Report is a production of Vanguard News Network Broadcasting.